Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, look who is here, a brand new face across the Straight Talk table, always like that. His name is Chris Coleman. He is the guy who is opening up a very interesting new concept in the restaurateuring here in Rock Hill, called the Old Town Kitchen and Cocktails. In fact, it's so new, it's not even open yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. And that's why we've got him here. This is going to be an interesting, what would you call it, addition to what is going on with restaurateuring here in good old Rock Hill, South Carolina. I want to thank Charlie Ruffalo for allowing us to have Chris on here. You two guys met?
We did. Yeah, we met the other day. Charlie's a great guy.
He is. Everybody loves Charlie. So, Chris, we always start off by getting a newbie, which you are,
yep,
to tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. I'm really, really happy to be on. My name is Chris Coleman. I was born and raised just up the road in Charlotte.
That's a suburb to the north of
It's a suburb to the north of Rock Hill. Yep. and still live there with my wife and two kids in the Mountain Island Lake area of Charlotte. I have been in the restaurant industry for 23 years. I started when I was 14, and I'm 37 now. My partners, AJ Klink and Sean Potter, and myself also own and operate the Goodyear House in the Noda neighborhood of Charlotte, which is built in an old textile mill house, a mill house that we've expanded and turned into a great kind of neighborhood restaurant that serves, a smaller menu than we'll have here in Rock Hill, kind of eclectic, modern American food.
Noda, man.
Noda. So, like I said, was born and raised in Charlotte, grew up going to my grandparents' farm in Mississippi every summer, and fell in love with food. And while other kids were outside running around chasing the cows, I was inside helping my mother and grandmother make strawberry preserves and put up pickled beans and that kind of stuff. So just fell in love with food and went to culinary school after high school at Central Piedmont Community College, and opened up a few restaurants since then, and I'm excited to get Old Town Kitchen and Cocktails going here in Rock Hill.
Pretty interesting. Now, I have not been to the Goodyear House, but I've always been intrigued with the name Goodyear.
Right.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, so the name Goodyear House actually came from my partner AJ, who was reading one day about this practice of, it's like a Depression era practice. A home would start out small, a small little kind of one room building, and then would be added on to as the owners, could. So if they had a good year, they would add on a room for the baby. If they had a good year, they would tear down the old barn and build a new one in its place. And then, they had, some lumber to build a cellar on. So, this idea of a Goodyear house is a house that expands and breathes and lives with the people who reside in the house. And because the site of the restaurant was built in 1902 and has seen a ton of change, I mean, that side of town was North Charlotte and was kind of a very blue-collar side of town, and now it's Noda, and it's very hipster, and it's a little more affluent. So there's just been this exchange, or not exchange, but just change of growth in Charlotte as a whole and in that area. So you know, that's where the Goodyear house kind of came from.
Well, it almost seems like the story you just told is what's happening here in Rock Hill.
It is. And honestly, that's one reason why we were attracted to the site we're at. You know, like I mentioned, we're in a mill home, our mill house in Charlotte. And here in Rock Hill, we'll actually be in an old mill. So it's kind of, you know, the two play together. We're really excited about what's happening in Rock Hill. When we started Goodyear House, we knew it wasn't going to be our only restaurant. We had plans to do two, to do three, to do four. I mean, we have a goal is to do five restaurants in 5 years. And I don't know that Rock Hill was ever really on our radar, but we're just kind of watching what's going on in the area and in and around Charlotte. And Rock Hill just caught our eye because there's a ton of growth. There's a lot of people moving to Rock Hill. There's a lot of folks who are choosing to work, you know, in Charlotte, but maybe live in Rock Hill for different benefits. And I mean, just the cost of living down here is great. It's a great community. There's a lot to do in Rock Hill, and we wanted to kind of be a part of that.
You know,
it's a burgeoning scene, and we really see it as a place where we can establish some roots and grow with the community.
Now, your partner AJ, he's got his fingers in the pie in another big project here in Rock Hill.
He does, yeah. He is his company Capstone is developing the Exchange at the corner of White and Dave Lyle. So obviously he's been plugged into Rock Hill and was the first one to bring us to Sean and I's attention. You know, guys, we might want to look at this space or this spot and see what's happening down here.
We've had him on the program. He did that?
Yeah.
He lived through it.
He did.
And every time I go up White Street there,
White Street,
cross over Dave Lyle, I look at that and I say, oh, my God.
Right.
Really? Is this something? And then, of course, as we just talked about here a few minutes ago before we went on air, they now have announced the developer for the Herald site.
Right.
Which has done apparently some fabulous projects in Charlotte.
Yep.
And from all I hear, we've landed a good one to do a major, major project here.
Yeah, you have the Whitehall there. They do good work. You know, and again, I think that just reemphasizes what we were just talking about with just the growth that's happening. And we think it's a long-term sustained growth. We're really excited about Technology Park, where we're located, kind of how it connects Old Town and connects and Winthrop, and we're right in the heart of that and couldn't be happier.
And you have a few hundred apartments going up all over
right.
the place. You're
all
surrounded by apartments.
Right. Yeah.
Always good for business, right?
Always great for business.
All right, so the concept behind, first of all, the name, Old Town Kitchen and Cocktails.
Right.
Where did that come from?
Well, so we love the fact that Rock Hillians, you know, you guys call downtown Old Town. We thought that had a nice little ring to it. And I got to be honest, we had about 50 or 60 names on a sheet of paper, and we were texting them around to each other and stuff. And there was something just that felt so genuine and authentic about Old Town. And the concept, you know, this is our ode to the classic American neighborhood restaurant. So the idea of it being old, you know, and then there's town in it. It just had a very kind of romantic feel to it. So, you know, we're slightly outside of, I guess, what you would consider Old Town, but we're a stone's throw from it. So,
matter of fact, there's always that debate about what Old Town is,
right?
And if you go to those who have all this knowledge,
right,
they'll tell you that it goes basically all the way from Fountain Park.
Okay.
All the way over here to Cherry Road.
Okay.
So you're smack,
so we're smack dab
in the middle
of it. So right? We're good.
So you're right in what they call University Center.
Yes. Yep.
And you are, as you say, you got Winthrop University on one side of you.
Right.
You've got,
downtown,
you talk about another development. You realize what's going to be happening on the other side. I mean,
on
within
the thread.
A 100 yards from you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that was another reason that, I mean, for us to select that location was everything. You know, within that university park, within Technology Park, it's just.
Oh, and by the way, did I tell you that there is a how big is that thing? A 210,000 square foot indoor sports and event center right next.
Oh,
to
is
it.
That there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, that was another driving. That was probably the largest driving factor is the Rock Hill Sports and Event Center. It's amazing. I mean, it's just, I've never seen a complex like it. You know. the fact that there could be 22 volleyball courts under one roof or 16 basketball courts under one roof, and they routinely have, you know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people every weekend that come through that center.
That's good energy.
It's a great spot.
So do you have does that concern you at some time when you think about how in the heck am I going to handle the crowd that comes out of there?
Well, we're going to do our best, you know. I mean, we're we're designing a menu that we hope can quickly be executed and can be quickly served, so that folks can get in and out. Because you know, we realize that they have, you know, tournament games to get to, or you know, if you're a Rock Hillian and you're on a lunch break, you need to get in and out. So we've developed a menu we think that can be served quickly, but also can, you know, you can sit and kind of marinate on it a little while if you want to go out for a date night.
So how would you describe your menu without going through every item that's on
there? Sure. Yeah, so it's modern American, but it's definitely an ode to that classic neighborhood restaurant. So, you know, if you compare it to Goodyear House, which is like lots of small plates and some, you know, more, you know, interesting, you know, international flavors going on, we're going to be a little more streamlined down here. So it's all scratch cooking, but there's apps, there's salads, there's sandwiches. We're going to have a meat and two section, kind of that old throwback to a, you know, old Southern diner. And some great homemade desserts from our pastry chef, Becca Rankin. So, you know, this is the restaurant that I would eat at multiple times a week.
I hope.
Right. Yeah. But in saying that, I mean, you know, we look at being a Charlotte native, right? We had a restaurant up there called Harper's, which there's still one in South Park. We had, there used to be a restaurant called Flamingos, which was like a Flamingos family restaurant. And then there's still a restaurant called Sports Page, which operates in my neck of the woods up in Coolwood. And we kind of took our inspiration from those restaurants. Those are the places where you would go, and the server would know your name and would know your drink order. And your kids, you know, would get the popcorn shrimp or the hamburger steak, which is what I grew up eating at these restaurants. And you could go in after baseball practice or soccer practice, or you could, you know, you could go on a date night to these places. You had family who came into town and you wanted to take them to your favorite local restaurant. This was the place you went. So, that's our hope. It's our ode. It's our like love song to those neighborhood restaurants.
So when I walked in to where you're going to be, it was just basically a shell.
Right.
You were very busy doing lots of things that I couldn't quite visualize.
Right.
But one thing that which is much different from your predecessors, you're going to have outside dining, as it were. I mean, you're going to be able to go out there on the terrace.
Yeah, we're actually going to have two different patios. So we have the patio that the White Horse had, which we're kind of transitioning into more of a lounge-style patio with Adirondack seating and a nice outdoor couch and maybe a fire pit in the chilly months. But then we are taking over part of the front porch, as we're calling it, the Lowenstein building, for a covered patio dining. We'll seat about 30 to 40 people out there.
So when it's all said and done, how many people can you seat at the future Old Town Kitchen and Cocktails?
Yeah, all said and done, about 165.
Wow.
So decent-sized restaurant.
Now, the whole country is going through this, we're looking for people to work.
Right.
I mean, you can't go anywhere.
I think it's every industry
crazy. I mean, I've even seen some pictures of some fast food restaurants that have big signs out there for a $500 signing bonus. I mean, this is crazy.
Right.
So I know you're trying to ramp your operation up. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. You know, we've had some great applicants and are right smack dab in the middle of our interviewing season, as we call it. And, you know, we hope to open by the end of June. So we're definitely looking for, you know, all positions right now. We have our management team locked in. We've got some pretty great talent in the front of house and some awesome talent in the back of house. But, you know, we're definitely looking for cooks, for dishwashers, for prep cooks, for servers, hosts, bartenders, you know, you name it, and we need it. And we're actually having an in-house job fair on June 7th. So folks can come by and see the space. And kind of meet the team behind the restaurant and hope to meet some people then.
So to run a restaurant, you're going to be doing what, lunch and dinner?
We're going to lunch and dinner 7 days a week.
To do that, how many people do you need to make make that run.
Yeah, so we'll probably end up with a staff between 40 and 50 when all is said and done. We're kind of comparing this to the Goodyear House, which seats about the same number of people, and we've got 52 on staff there. So, we're looking for about 14 in the back of house and then another 35-ish in the front of house.
And these are all kinds of jobs. I mean, you said all kinds of positions, but yeah. Part-time, full-time, that kind
part-time,
of stuff?
Part-time, full-time.
You
yeah.
name it.
Yep.
He's ready to meet you.
We're ready to meet you.
All right, and June 7th is the job fair. That's a
right.
Monday. That's yep. right. Monday, a week from this coming Monday.
Right.
All
yep.
right. Okay, good. Yeah. Well, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So I did not tee you up for this, Chris, because I wanted to see how smart you really are. We prepare fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2 7 days a week. The magical way we do it is in the white letters. And at the count of three, we're all going to say it together out loud. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You can handle this, right?
I can handle it.
One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Chris Coleman is with us. He is one of a group of guys that is opening a new creation here in Rock Hill called the Old Town Kitchen and Cocktails. It's going in where the White Horse was formerly operational. Hopes to be up and running by the 7th of June. Very, very different type of concept in terms of what Rock Hill is used to. And it's got that no-da flair, which I think is going to be kind of cool. So you're wearing this T-shirt.
Right.
Very nondescript T-shirt.
Right.
I mean, it's a gray, blah, blah T-shirt that has gumbo across the front.
Yep.
What
yeah.
is that all about?
I love gumbo. It's probably one of my favorite meals, and it's going to be on the menu at Old Town. My mom was born and raised in New Orleans, in southern Mississippi, She made gumbo for every family special occasion growing up. And she passed away back in 2012. And so we're going to have Jackie's gumbo on the menu as a tribute to my mom. So, you know, I just love gumbo. So I'm wearing my gumbo shirt.
So before we get into the menu, more to script, I want you to try to describe what the atmosphere is like. The only thing I can remember is you had taken an inside brick wall,
right,
and you were etching a very interesting, I don't know how you call it, it's the logo for Old Town Kitchen and Cocktails.
Yep.
And I thought to myself, that is kind of cool. So what else are you doing out there?
Yeah, so we really took inspiration from our location. We're a few blocks away from Winthrop. And so we started talking about what we wanted the interior of the space to look like. And, you know, we were all thinking about the age of the building. You know, it was built in early 1900s. And being its proximity to the college, we were like, what about university life? But kind of old school university life, with, you think about, you know, ivy growing on walls and a courtyard and all of that. Our restaurant, Goodyear House in Charlotte, over half of it is outdoors. So there's a lot of, you know, trees and greenery and stuff. So we don't have that luxury here in Rock Hill. We have two great outside patios, but the majority of the restaurant's inside this massive space, you know, soaring 25-foot ceilings. But we were talking about, how can we bring the outside in? You know, so we talked about greenery and hanging plants places and doing things like that. And it kind of like led into this university courtyard kind of feel, which eventually evolved into university life. So now the dining room itself has three kind of main areas. And the front area that when you walk in is going to feel reminiscent of a courtyard. It's going to be a little lighter. We've got an old wrought iron gate that we're going to put up to kind of that you're going to walk through when you come in. There's one wall that's going to be completely covered in ivy. So it is like you're walking through a courtyard of an old university. And then when you kind of round the corner into the main restaurant, we have bookshelves that are going to line one wall, like a library. It's going to get a little bit darker. We've got these old sconces that look like light sconces that are from the, you know, inspired by the 1930s and 40s. We've got old desk lamps on the bar. So it's going to feel like a library on the inside.
Cool.
And then the bar itself has these massive wood casings around the back. And again, kind of just echoes that library feel. So it's, but lots of greenery and hanging ivy over the bar. So it's going to be pretty cool. There's a lot of effort that has gone into building out this restaurant.
Have you run into a guy yet by the name of Gary Williams?
I have heard the name Gary Williams.
He's one of the principals for the that whole Lowenstein University Center, right?
Yeah.
Gary is Mr. Rock Hill history, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure that if there's anything that you feel like you're missing,
right,
just call 1-800-GARY, and I'm sure he'll be able to plug you in.
Right.
You've seen, of course, over there in the Lowenstein building, over there in the main entrance hall.
Right.
The that great big everything. I mean, the Anderson Motor Company exhibit.
Yep.
The Vernon Grant exhibit down there. Yep. Of course, the big train. I mean, that's a huge, all that
it's
stuff.
It's cool. It's really cool. I walk by that stuff every day. After I park, come up the stairs, and go in. It's pretty neat to see that history all around you.
Yeah. So if you're missing anything, call Gary.
Call Gary.
He'll take care of it. All right. To pull off a project like this, you obviously have to go through all the regulatory stuff that you have to go through no matter where you're doing something like this. I'm curious as to what your experience has been in working with, I guess, the planning department. Right. The city of Rock Hill to say yay, nay, all that kind of stuff.
And it's been great so far. We've had no issues. You know, we're right in the middle of getting our liquor, beer, and wine permit, and have had no issues with those folks. Health department has been extremely helpful, and actually has introduced us to other folks in the city we need to kind of know to talk to. So we've had a great experience so far working with Rock Hill.
Well, it's good to hear.
Yeah. It could go the other way. It hasn't.
So. Nah, it won't do that. It won't do that. But as we've talked about before, I think your timing on this is really good for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, the indoor sports and events center is up and operational.
Right.
The COVID thing seems to be behind us for the most part there. Mm-hmm. You got Winthrop coming back here sometime in August.
Right.
They're going to be, you know, full-blown, full classes, all that kind of stuff. And you got all these other projects that just happen to be happening while you're doing what you're doing.
Right. Yeah, no, we are very fortunate that everything seems to have kind of played out the way it has. You know, we wanted to get open in the spring. That didn't happen. But, you know, we're actually fairly excited about the timeline because of the things you just mentioned. You know, we hope to appeal to young professionals working here, families that live in the area and are looking to go out this summer now that, you know, things are getting a little bit back to normal. And then, you know, when the students return in the fall, we feel like we'll have our feet under us and be ready to have them in as well.
So when you officially pull the trigger on this thing?
We're still in the middle of our upfit right now in the dining room, so we're kind of waiting on those guys and getting a timeline from our GCs. We are hopeful that by the end of June that we're ready to welcome folks in.
Are you going to do some kind of a, what do you call it, a soft opening where you, invite some people in here to figure out what we're doing right and
right.
What we're doing wrong?
Yeah, for sure. That'll be the end of our training week. So, you know, once we get our certificate of occupancy from our GC and they hand us over the keys, essentially, we'll do a week of training. And at that end of the week will be our soft opening. And we've actually talked to our staff at Goodyear House about having them down for part of the soft opening to, you know, treat them and thank them so much for working with us. And get their feedback on what we're doing down here. And then, you know, we'll invite some other folks from around town to come in and try it out as well.
For you. Yeah. And for you. Well, the only thing we really haven't gotten into, and we got a few minutes left here, is the menu. I wish I had one in front of me.
Yeah, I should have brought that. But, you know, we're going to be a scratch restaurant, meaning we make everything in-house. The only things we won't be making in-house will be our burger buns and then our french fries, because if it's anything like Goodyear House, we won't be able to keep up with the french fries. So and you have to have a lot of space and devote a lot of time to really good homemade french fries.
So if I just come in, I just want a burger.
Yep.
I'm going to get a handmade burger from you?
Yep, a handmade burger, twin patties, cheddar cheese. So the classic burgers is twin patties, cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, homemade pickles on a Benny seed bun. So, but then we also offer the one burger we're calling the Rock Thrill, which is our homemade pimento cheese, mustard, barbecue sauce, and crispy onions on a burger. And then we have the Fun Guy, which is our ode to a Swiss and mushroom burger. So it's these braised mushrooms with a Swiss fondue, and it's like really messy and delicious.
So I'm sure you're going to have steaks and you're going to have seafoods and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But what is the most interesting dish, the most new type of thing that we're going to find on your menu? You got about a minute to tell me about it.
Yeah, I got about a minute. The thing that I'm most excited about doing is probably the pork on a stick.
Pork on a stick.
Yeah, it's everyone likes food on a stick, and it's pork tenderloin that is grilled and smoked and basted with mustard barbecue sauce, and then we kind of slice it, and you get to eat on a stick. And then, so I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about our rotating list of seasonal vegetables. We're going to change our veggies every season. Since we're opening in summer, I love tomatoes, I love corn, I love green beans, and you'll see those things in all sorts of places on the menu.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Coleman, thank you for bringing your enterprise, you and AJ and whoever else is involved with this. Sean, I think his name was.
Yep.
Thank you for all you're doing and the investments you're making in the downtown area. I think it's great. Wonderful.
Yep.
Chris Coleman, the owner of Old Town Kitchen and Cocktails. You'll be hearing more about that as they hope to get open by, let's say, the end of June, first part of July. We'll see whatever happens. All right. And don't forget, they're having a job fair on the 7th of June right over there at the restaurant site. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor again, Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. He did such a good job the first time around, we're going to allow him to do it a second time. Maybe Charlie Ruffalo will join in with us. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. At the count of three, how do we do it? 1, 2, 3. Slice.
Garden.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio. I mean, see you tomorrow on the radio. Bye.